I'm Christy Hemingway, host of Ed Curation, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Hello and good morning to everybody. I'm really excited to be here with you all on this beautiful, beautiful Monday here in Texas. It is about 78 degrees this morning here and where I'm at, and that is something that is great to start off our spring break. But thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really, really appreciate you all. I appreciate all the love, the shares, the follows, the support. Please make sure that you visit our website, subscribe to us on all social media. But again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for making my EdTech life what it is today. And I am so excited because I get to start off this week speaking to one of my EdTech best friends. Like, her and I go way, way back. We've definitely gone through a lot of, I guess we'll talk a little bit about that, but just getting to know each other, getting to connect with one another, thanks to the Google Innovator Academies and all that good stuff. And we'll get into all of that. But I want to welcome a very special person. This is Melissa Summerford. Melissa, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Or if you're not tuning in, you're watching later. We really appreciate that. So like I said, like Alfonso said, we love to share our stories and connect. We really have really great conversations. So I'm excited to get started.
Actually, yes, I'm really excited. So, Melissa, let's go ahead and get started. For our audience members that may be watching us live, and I know that they know you because you're all over Twitter, you're all over presenting, you've got this great, you're on all socials. However, just in case there may be somebody new that know you yet, can you give us a little brief introduction and then your context in education?
Okay, well, I'm Melissa Summerford. I was in education for 16 years, taught mainly elementary and did some instructional coaching, but my heart is third grade teacher for life because that's where I spent the most of my time. So that's a little bit about me. Right now, currently, I work as a teacher success champion in CAMI. And oh my goodness, it has been the best experience ever. This company is amazing. And we'll talk more about CAMI and what it can do for you as well.
Yes, we will. And thank you for that brief introduction, because I know that we have a lot to talk about. So we don't definitely want to spoil anything that we're going to get into. But definitely CAMI is one thing that we will be talking about. So Melissa, let's go ahead and just dive right in. And as you know, every superhero has an origin story. And I know you told us a little bit about kind of just where you started, you know, third grade teacher for life and so on. However, every CAMI hero, you see what I did there, has an origin story as an origin story as well. So I would love to ask you, if you can take us way back. And one of my favorite questions to ask is, as part of your origin story, was teaching something that you knew you wanted to do from the get-go? Or was this something that you later fell into and absolutely fell in love with?
Well, I can remember in high school, my senior English teacher, and I thought I wanted to be an English teacher, but no, that wasn't the case. But anyway, she was the teacher that kind of inspired me. So whenever I was in high school, I thought, oh, I want to be a teacher. But, you know, life has its different way of leading you in different directions. So that didn't happen immediately for me. So I kind of did things a little bit backwards. And when I think about it, it may have been the harder way, but it was well worth every step that I took. I'll take you way back. So when I think about my past and how I've started and where I am today, I thought, you know, I was going to get married. Well, I did get married. I met my husband at 19. We ended up getting married, had my children early in life. I was 21 when I had my daughter, who is now 24, and a first grade teacher, by the way. So I had my daughter and, you know, I had all my kids. But when my daughter started pre-K in the area that I live in, it's Magnolia ISD. That's the school district that I started in. I started off doing employee pre-K as a paraprofessional. And when I started, it's like that dream of me becoming a teacher, like, came alive again. You know, the principal who actually hired me said, Melissa, where do you see yourself in 5 years? You know, you always get that question and it makes you think. And, you know, I was 26 at the time and I had seven hours of college credit. And I was like, I want to be a teacher. You know, by that time I had two kids when I was 26. I was like, I could do this, you know, saying it, but not really believing it. But because I said it, I had to see it come through. My husband was very supportive throughout that experience. I went back to school, had another kid along the way, but I ended up finishing, got my bachelor's degree by the time I was 32 and became a teacher. And it was actually one of the teachers that I worked with when I was a paraprofessional who hired me to be a teacher. I started off in second grade. And I'm going to tell you, like, just seeing my name, Miss Summerford, outside the door, like getting to be with the kids, I absolutely loved it. And that's where I thought it was going to be for the rest of my career until my assistant principal, Kelly Jones, came in. And again, the question, what is the question? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Oh my God. I was like, please, here we go again. Here we go again. That's when I started getting busy. And I was like, I think I want to go back to school. My husband's like, we're going back to school. I went back to school, got my master's degree in technology, digital learning and leading. And, you know, I loved using technology in my classroom. Didn't grow up with it, you know, couldn't even have a pager. So I don't know where this really came from. I guess if I think about it, it came from, you know, do you remember Windows Movie Maker?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I started making like digital stories using Windows Movie Maker of my kids and when they were born. And you know, I started learning all kinds of stuff on the computer. And I guess that's really what sparked, you know, my enthusiastic nature for technology. And I started implementing it in the classroom, just like starting off with simple things like using the website that our district provided and adding games. And I saw the spark in my kids and how they were excited. And sometimes they didn't even want to leave to go to race. So that's kind of my journey and how I got to where I am today. Well, those were a couple of different steps that I took. I just said yes when opportunities came. I just kept saying yes, even though I was so uncomfortable. Say yes.
Yeah, no. And I actually, you know, hearing your story is just something great because I get to learn from you and learn more of you like every time that we get to present or now that you get to be on the show because I didn't really know the story from that far back and everything. But man, you know, starting off and, you know, starting your family and then, of course, balancing that school life balance. And then, of course, you know, the being a wife, being a mom, being a student and then, you know, moving on into teaching. You know, I think that, you know, sometimes I really feel that there aren't any coincidences and the way that things worked out for you, it really kind of goes with the topic that we're going to be discussing today that I know that you and I, you know, way back, you know, during the Academy, you know, the Google Innovator Academy, really just talked about and really honed in on, which is kind of like that imposter syndrome, but then that determination and then that grit and perseverance, because, you know, being a mom, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, having that balance, you definitely have to have a lot of determination to, you know, make sure you take care of the home life, but then also making sure you're taking care of your studies, making sure that you're taking care of your family as a whole. That's that determination factor. And then, of course, you know, you get into teaching and you started, you know, your career. And then, of course, that little imposter syndrome hits because it's like, oh, man, maybe the teacher down the hall is doing this and I'm not. Or then you get on social media and you're like, oh, my gosh, look at what all these rock stars are doing. And I'm not doing that and things of that sort. So let's talk a little bit about that, you know, that transition, you know, you moved into teaching and then lead us into your move into, of course, the edtech space, which led you, because again, going to saying yes and then saying yes, and now led you into this world of edtech and being a presenter and being known globally. Like, take us through that journey and, you know, and along the way, we'll pick those points as far as the perseverance, imposter syndrome, and determination.
Okay, so I think back, there was one of my principals that I worked with, her name was Holly Ray, and she's like, Melissa, have you thought about going back to, you know, have you thought about going and really getting your master's in technology? She was the one who really pushed me to do that because I was like, I want to be a math coach. I want to be a math coach. I tried again. No. I was like, what? you know, maybe this isn't the path that is for me. So I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's go back to school. And I enrolled in Lamar, started my studies. But when I did that, it's like, because, you know, I always leave it to God. And I feel like when I did that, God's like, this is the path I want you. Doors starting opening up because I finally listened, because I was like, I can't go back to school. I just finished school. Like, that was tough on our family. That was tough on my husband. And my husband was so supportive in every aspect of it. I decided to do it. And when I did that, that's when things really started to change. Throughout my coursework, I learned things that I thought were not going to be possible with my students. I was like, oh, they're third graders. They can't do this. But as I was learning, I was transferring those skills to my kids. And I started seeing my kids in the classroom do those things that I was learning. And, you know, when we talk about the Google certifications, my district put out, it was a Saturday opportunity. You know, who wants to go get Google level one certified? And I was like, hey, I'll go. And so I spent my Saturday learning how to get using the tools, and was actually with a company called Fried, which I'll tell you that in just a minute. But, you know, I went through the process of doing the test, and you know what? Okay. I took the test like the next day. I did not pass. I was so like devastated. I was like, but I learned how to do this, and I do this in my class. I mean, I'm not a good test taker, but failing that test the first time really said, you know what, really put inside of me like, no, that's not going to be the end of the story. I'm going to go back. I'm going to take some time. I'm going to go study again. I did. And a month later I passed, and I felt like, oh my goodness. And like you said, when you look online and you see all these people doing these things, I remember seeing like people, oh, I just got into Innovator. I was like, gosh, that'll never be me. You know, I'm just going to do level one. But then I got to, you know, that little voice in your head that says, why are you giving up? Why are you saying you can't do this? And I was like, okay, well, let's just try. And then I went, and I was like, okay, next year I'll do level two. I took level two. Okay, I passed that the first time. And then it just kept going. And then, you know, within my, when I was doing all these things with my kids in my classroom, I had a parent that came up to me, and she's like, hey, Miss Melissa, I noticed that you do some of these things, these technology things with my son. What do you see yourself doing next? I'm like, I'm gonna be a teacher. I'm gonna be a third grade teacher forever. What do you mean? And she told me that, she goes, my cousin who knows this person. I think you'd be good for it. So the cousin called me, talked with me. I was like, I love working with teachers. I love sharing my ideas. She goes, I'm going to hook you up with this person. So she hooked me up with Amy Mayer, who's the CEO of Fry Technology. And, you know, that began my journey of teaching teachers part-time in the summer, which is great for me because I like to stay busy in the summertime. Sometimes it kind of brought me down because I wasn't moving and going. You know, I found myself making math games. I just had to stay busy. So this was a great thing to keep me busy during the summer and grow myself as a trainer. So that's kind of where that started off until COVID hit. And then I got hired full time. So that's kind of how that happened. And it's, I look back and, you know, everything that I've gone through, I was like, gosh, everything was lined up the way it was supposed to be, you know, and you start off one way and you're like, I just want to be this. I just want to be this. And then you look at the journey and you're like, how did I do that? My husband has to put me in check when sometimes I say like, but I want to do this. He's like, Melissa, look at where you come through. I mean, just telling myself right now makes me think like, why do you ever complain about anything?
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. You know, and I love everything that you shared, and very similar to yourself. You know, I'm like one of those. It's like, okay, what's next? Like, what am I going to get to do next?
Yes.
And so
yes.
on. And my wife is like, yeah, just do it, you know? And, you know, one thing that you talked about, you know, and I talked about, I was on, oh my gosh, it just skipped my mind. I was on the Shut Up and Teach podcast, and I was there with Elijah talking, and, you know, I see a similarity here too. It's just that spousal support. So I want to give a shout out to all the spouses that are supporting your EdTech, you know, spouse, you know, and doing all these things, because sometimes I feel that they don't get a lot of credit. You know, they're a lot of they're the unsung heroes, because really, you know, like your husband and I've never met him in real life, but just the way that you post, about him and you talk about him, you can tell he's very supportive and he's, you know, you have an idea and he's like, hey, go for it. Let's do it. And that's the same way that my spouse is, that it's like, sometimes I'm like, hey, this is what I want to do. And she's like, really, just that? She goes, you can do more. And then I'm like, okay, cool. So then like, I'll take it to that next level. And she supports that. And that I think is so important for what it is that we do with our personalities, our jobs and everything. And just the fact that we get to come back to a wonderful, loving person that is there to support us when maybe the presentation didn't go well. And like, hey, okay, let's talk about it. Like, what happened? What could you do better? And this, and just to have that support, it really means a lot. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all the spouses out there, the unsung heroes. Thank you for everything that you do.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now let's talk a little bit here about how you and I ended up meeting, because this was also something like you talked about Google Innovator. And I know that you didn't get in like the very first time around. I didn't get in the very first time around either. And then exactly. So Melissa, talk about that perseverance and that grit. So talk, can you talk a little bit about that and share what the process was? Like, you know, just to, we can compare it to other people that may be interested in Google Innovator and saying, oh, well, I didn't get in the first time, I'm just going to give up, or I'm not.
Well, I can remember when we were way back when I was looking and looking on Twitter and seeing those people who were, doing that innovator part and, you know, telling myself, oh, you'll never be able to do that. And then telling myself, why not? So, I tried my first time, you know, kind of just on my own, you know, don't ask anybody, let's just do this. Cause I was like, I don't want to share too much. Cause if I don't make it, I'm going to be like embarrassed, but I don't know what I was going to be embarrassed about. So I tried the first time, went through the process, didn't get in the first time. And the first time was in New York. You know, I told my husband, I'm pipe for innovator and I'm going to go to New York, you know. I said it, but I didn't believe it. I think that's what it was. Said it, but didn't believe it. So then, you know, I didn't get in then. And then I started connecting more with people, started following other innovators. I'm like, I'm going to try again. And my husband's like, oh, Lord, woman. I said, I'm going to go to Sweden. He goes, who's paying for this? I said, we are. And he's like, oh, okay, Melissa, do it. So I applied for Sweden, didn't get in again. You know, I could have let that stop me and think, maybe this is not for me, but I didn't, you know. I started getting involved in GEG Global. This came about in 2020 during COVID, you know, Fried Tech. I was still a teacher and they asked me, hey, Melissa, do you want to lead the GEG Texas? I was like, okay. Not even, and I do that. Sometimes I do that. Don't even look into it. Just say yes. But when you do that, it's like you're just saying yes and you're just going for it. And, you know, whatever happens, it's meant to me. That's kind of how I think. But I ended up getting in GEG Texas. And then since I was the leader of GEG Texas, GEG Global reached out to me. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. But when I got a part of that organization, I had a sense of community. Like I had everything that I wanted. I linked up with people like across the world. And Alfonso, you and I had met before that, but I feel like we really, really connected when we both became part of GEG Global. And throughout that process, that's when Innovator came up and I was like, okay, we're going to try this again. Third time's a charm, right? Third time's a charm. Tried it out, went through the application process, but this time I asked for feedback. I was like, okay, I'm doing this again. I'm going to ask for feedback. Submitted, filled out my paperwork, got in touch with other people, and then really had my husband read it. And my husband, like he spells checks, he goes through and I come out with this red pen of work. I'm like, why are you going to put so much red? But he's really good. He's always been like that as far as schoolwork. And he's been my editor, proofreader. But that's how we got involved in the Innovator program. We both submitted, Alfonso and I, and we got in. And I remember that day. When I got in, I was working from home. I was working with a district near me. I wasn't in Magnolia anymore. I was now an instructional coach in a district near me, Waller. I was working. I think I was teaching online because we were doing online trainings. I saw my phone blow up and it was Gee, friends reaching out to me saying, congratulations. I was like, congratulations? What are you talking about? Did you not see? See what? I went in, checked my email. My heart was racing and beating. And it said, congratulations. I tell you what, I started crying. Oh, not only, not because, just because I got into this and, oh my God, I'm an innovator. Because I had worked so hard, I didn't give up. And I was like, I saw that my dream became a reality. It took me back to like, follow your dreams, you know? And that's something that I always tell my kids, my personal kids, follow your dreams. So when that happened, I started crying. My husband's like, are you okay? I was like, yes, but I'm happy. It's like, because I didn't give up and I stuck to it. And, you know, like this happened and it kind of was like, is this emotional high? But then a reality is like, oh my goodness, you followed your path, Melissa. This is what happens when you follow the path that I tell you to follow. It was that little voice again in my head. I was like, this is amazing. Like, oh my gosh.
No, I am with you 100% on that because again, I applied for NYC 18. But at the time, I was connected as an educator on Twitter. I was all on Twitter, but I wasn't connected to the right people as far as, you know, Google innovators, Google trainers, or Google, you know, GEGs or anything at all whatsoever. So I remember when it came to the time to fill out the application, I treated it just like if it was the trainer application. And then I did my video and I know what to do. And then so when I didn't get in, I was a little disappointed, but because I didn't know exactly what I had to do, I was just like, eh, all right, okay. So I really didn't know. But when this application for VIA 20 opened up, Micah Shippey actually reached out to me. And the best advice for anybody out there that wants to pursue this is go, he told me, Fonz, get on Twitter and just look up hashtag Google EI. And he said, that anybody that has hashtag Google EI, you just follow them. I don't care if you know them or you've ever connected with them. Doesn't matter. Just click on follow, follow, follow. And I went that day and I followed everybody who had that. And that's how we were able to make those mutual connections, you know, with a lot of the people from Global GEG. And then so also that's the way that we ended up also just forming this friendship and then presenting together now and doing a couple of these sessions for GEG Global. And then of course the TCA this year. Talk about that power of connection. And more importantly, you know, how our roads crossed in the same manner of that perseverance, getting that feedback, getting these amazing educators that you look up to that, you know, really helps you overcome that imposter syndrome. Because you and I think we have very similar personalities in the sense of of like, oh, but that person's doing this and I'm not as good. And then we start doubting ourselves.
True.
But thanks to Global GEG and then getting all that feedback from them, then again, I remember I was doing a session. We had just started school and I was doing a session from home. And then I see the email. I was bawling. I was bawling like a little baby. My wife is like, what's the matter? I had never been so excited. Like there was just something like a sense of relief, a sense of accomplishment, so many mixed emotions, positive emotions, because it was a difficult time, obviously COVID, but also the fact that you were able to do something that not many people have an opportunity to do, but because we persevered, we got over our imposter syndrome and we were determined to do this and obviously seeking help from being a connected educator. So talk to me a little bit about that, you know, as far as, you know, your career, you're going into your teaching, then all of a sudden now you're an instructional coach, correct? Right. You said,
yes.
And then, you know, now with then, you know, working in the tech space, giving presentations, how important was it for you and in the transitions and phases that you've been through to be a connected educator?
Well, you know, I started being a connected educator when I was in the classroom because I started like connecting with teachers online. And so when I did that, I learned so much from other people. Like it wasn't just about me. Like I don't have all the ideas. I search, research, look for ideas, connect with other people because that's going to make you the best. It takes a team. It takes a team to get the best results that you want to. And so I noticed that as a teacher, but even, you know, as I started getting connected even more, like through GEG and just through Twitter, following what teachers are doing in the classroom, I remember, you know, when I followed maybe, who was it? Maybe like Matt Miller or one of those big ed tech persons that, you know, I saw as kind of like my hero. And when they would retweet something I was doing in the classroom, it used to make me feel like, oh my gosh, like this really matters. Like they value what I'm doing. And I started doing that too when I got into ed tech, you know, and training teachers and going, you know, because with the last company I was with, we trained all over. I was like, you know what? I'm going to start following teachers. I want to follow teachers. I want to see what they're doing. So I made it a point to look through, see what teachers were doing and comment on their activities, because some of those things are amazing. Most of those things are amazing that you see teachers doing with students. And so I'll retweet them. I'll put a message, because I remember how that used to make me feel when someone else notices what you're doing and values the importance of how you're working with those students and making a difference. So I do strive to try and do that for other teachers so they can feel exactly like I did, because those things like really boosted who I was and made me feel more confident when I had others reaching out to me.
You know, and I love what you said there, because it kind of goes with the theme of my podcast, with what I've been trying to do. And, you know, obviously sometimes I'll look on Twitter and there's people that are doing some great things, but they just, I just want to say, like, maybe it's not that I'm there trying to discover them or anything, but just the fact that I want to share out like you. It's like, this is a shout out to you, like what you're doing. Like, I see you, I see what you're doing, and I think that what you're doing is great. So I just want to put it out there and share that. And you're absolutely right how important that is to connect with people from, you know, what it is that you're working on, learning from them, learning from each other, and then giving back. I mean, I think that's, to me, that has been just a great formula for growth as a person and professionally growing and personally growing. And so being connected definitely really helps out a lot. So I definitely recommend anybody listening, if you haven't quite gotten the hang of either Twitter or maybe even Instagram or anything, give it a shot. Find people, find your niche. You know, we know that on social media, you'll find, you know, the good and the bad, but as long as you stick to your niche and you're not looking around for anything else, you're going to be fine. And you're going to, you know, connect with just amazing, amazing educators that are always willing to help. And I know Melissa is very much like myself. If you have a question, you reach out to us, we'll help you out. And if we can't, we'll find somebody that can. And that's also very important. So Melissa, let's talk a little bit about, you know, your role as, you know, being now a consultant, being out there. And so that natural progression, because we were talking earlier, like you have this amazing personality that is very engaging. You really make all your audience members, your listeners, just really feel captivated, because by the end, I think, like I was mentioning to you, I was like, by the end, they leave knowing, you know, what work you did on your pool over the summer and how you decorated your house.
Because I'm an overshare.
Yeah, but then aside from that, they're like, oh, look what I learned too from Melissa. And then they're working on that and say, oh, did you hear that her wall? Like, I want to go check out like that Home Depot wallpaper and everything. But wait, let's go see what else she shared over here. But I absolutely love that, because it's that connection. And yeah, you overshare, but that connection is definitely something that is long lasting, because they're going to remember you not only as just a presenter and getting something from you, but it's that personal touch. So tell me, you know, just a little bit about how your transition has been in working with teachers and working with districts. And then obviously this next step as working as a CAMI success champion too, as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me say, when I was in elementary, I used to get in trouble for talking, but I guess it paid off now. I mean, I was the student, Melissa. But I always felt like I had one more thing to say that was important. I would get in trouble. But anyway, it's paid off today, because I do love talking. I mean, you could, like, even with Alfonso, like, I could call Alfonso. We could talk on the phone. I'm a chatty Cathy. So whenever I do presentations, I do love to connect with the people, you know, I don't want it to be just like, I'm training you how to use this tool and just stay monotone. Like, I'll go off if something sparks, you know, if I'm sharing something, then maybe I'll share like something with my personal life. Oh, you know what? Like, I shared this with my son and my son says, oh, mom, you know, I'll share like little stories throughout. Not on purpose. It's nothing that I rehearse, you know, as I've known the training. It kind of just comes to me, but I have noticed that. And I didn't realize like how much of an impact that made until I started looking at my feedback that I received from teachers. I'm like, oh man, I went too squirrel off. But then when I get the feedback, they're like, I had fun during the training. I learned, Melissa went over all of these things, but then I also felt engaged and I wanted to hear more. I'm like, they want to hear more? So it's like I said, it's nothing I rehearse. It just, the talking, I guess, just comes naturally to me when I am discussing it. It kind of helps calm my nerves too, you know, as I'm teaching, you know, I can say, click the file, go to this. But I just love incorporating stories through it because I've noticed that it does connect with the teachers or the people that I'm working with. And it just makes it fun. When I was a teacher, you know, I always, you know, when I plan my lessons, I like to envision like what questions might they ask? What questions am I going to ask? Still do it when I'm creating lesson plans for teachers, when I am putting in that time to plan out how the session is going to do. It's the same as when I was a teacher. I want to make it fun, engaging. What questions might they ask? What questions am I going to ask? So I incorporate all those things because I see it like a movie. It's a movie going on. You know, I'm going to teach them this and maybe they'll ask this. So that's kind of how I envision it whenever I do teach. I really want to make a connection and I want them to have fun throughout the trainings.
No, and absolutely. Like I said, I've had the honor to present with you just, you know, during COVID too, online for Global GEG. And we're talking about our journey, you know, and just the importance of, you know, persevering that imposter syndrome, because we talked about our innovator journey and along the way, you know, the Google certs, how that helps connect you with other amazing educators that are, you know, part of Global GEGs or GEGs within their countries and so on. And it becomes just like a family. And, you know, one of the things that I have absolutely loved, and I tell you all the time, is just your personality, the way that you deliver the message, the enthusiasm that you use to deliver that message, that feedback that teachers give you, that is amazing. And then I finally got the honor to present with you in real life, you know,
I know, because we had done it virtually a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, TCEA this year was just amazing. I was so thankful to be able to present and, you know, did a couple presentations there, and then one was with you, and I had so much fun. And the feedback, honestly, that we got back, you know, from a lot of our audience that was there was just great and phenomenal, and they left kind of just feeling refreshed. And so I was just very thankful that I got to present with you and they connected with us. And then, you know, even afterwards, you know, I was still getting messages on Twitter or tags on Twitter and even on TikTok and so on. So that's just great whenever you're able to connect and make a difference, because sometimes, and I tell this to people all the time after Al Thomas shared this with me, who's also a Google innovator, he said, you just never know that one little thing that somebody's waiting for them. You know, you may say that one little thing that's going to spark something in somebody and can change their path, can change their attitude, or just make just something big happen. And so that's what we're all about. So I'm really excited about that. So talk to me a little bit now as far as your current role, you know, so for audience members that maybe aren't aware yet, you know, we want to know, what is Melissa Summerford up to now?
Well, I do have the purple blood. So what I currently get to do now, and I say that like I get to do this, is because now I'm a teacher success champion with CAMI, and I get to train teachers like all over. And so it's amazing. You know, I got to train teachers before all over the United States, but now it's just even like on a bigger platform. I want to start off with like how I got into this, because, you know, I think back and I'm like, how did I end up here? And it's all about making connections. Marcus Stein, who's going to be on right after me, he and I were paired together through FRIED. He was Cami was going to do a session in our room, and all the buzz was around the office. Oh my gosh, Marcus, did you meet Marcus? And I was like, no, who is this Marcus? And, you know, one of my coworkers was like, oh, we're going to pair you with Marcus. You and Marcus, like, y'all's personalities match. Y'all are just going to do so good together. I was like, when can I meet this Marcus? So Marcus and I got on a call, and immediately, like, we had a strong connection, and I was so excited. We ended up presenting together. Not this TCA, but the last TCA. So we presented Cami together in the room. It was amazing. Like, our personalities, the way we bounced off of each other, was just amazing. Well, fast forward to this year, you know, it was that time. You know, Melissa's always like, what's next? So I started getting that feeling. You know, I lost that feeling of, you know, because I thought that was the place I was going to be forever. You know, and when you're content. And but then that little voice, hey, Melissa, it's time to go. Spread those wings. I was like, no, I can't listen. This is where I need to go. I'm comfortable. You know, I had gotten into a comfortable spot, and I was like, oh, it's going to happen. Because usually when I start to get too comfortable, that's when things start to change. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to apply a few places. And if it happens, it happens. Well, I applied at Cami. And when Marcus heard that I applied, he was like, are you serious? You want to come? I was like, yes, I do. So it got the ball rolling. I was like, I'm doing this. And so Marcus and I, we presented again together this past February. It was amazing. Our personality just clicked. And so then I started with Cami. I finished my conference season with Fred, and I began Cami. I've been with Cami a month, and it has been an amazing place to work. The people are truly so kind. I'm learning so much. It's just amazing. I'm at that part where I'm like learning, and I feel like I'm growing so much with everything that I learn. I'm learning things that I never did in my previous job. I'm speaking more with the districts one-on-one. I'm talking with, I'm growing so much, and I absolutely love it. And I can't wait to see what happens next within Cami, because I love the training. I love training online. I've done a few so far, and it's just been amazing. You know, when you're learning a new tool or a new part, you kind of feel insecure. You're like, can I do this? You know, I just have to wipe that little saying on. Like, yes, I can. I've come this far, Melissa. This is what you're supposed to be doing. So I absolutely love it. And actually, like, next week, oh, this is another thing. Like, I'm doing things like I never thought I would do. When I was in junior high, you know, I was in a speech class, and the teacher said, you have to do a speech. I was like, oh no. I remember going to the office, like, switch my schedule. I cannot stand up in front of people and talk. And it's so funny because I'm doing this now. Next week with Cami, we are going to be at Spring Q in Palm Springs. Oh my gosh, I've been wanting to go this forever. Like, I'm going to be able to work the booth, tell teachers and persuade them or convince them that Cami is the best product, because it is. So I get to talk with teachers, which I absolutely love doing. I'll be there next week, and then I'll be flying to Seattle to do the same thing. And I'm actually presenting in Seattle over Cami for collaboration, just like Marcus and I did. So Marcus has been like such a support for me being here at Cami. And so I'm excited about the road that I am on now, and I can't wait to see what happens next.
Yeah. Well, I am so excited for you, Melissa, because again, just seeing that progression from when we first met, when we first connected, and just seeing your growth, seeing, you know, every step of the way, you just take it, you learn, and you take and glean from it as much as you can. And then you move on to the next thing. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better person that they could have, you know, gotten, or, you know, than you, because of the personality that you have. And I absolutely am so thankful that you're there, because for me, Cami has been just the tool since about 2016. I was still in the classroom, you know, using Cami with my fifth graders, using like the little free version. And then I got a call, and then they're like, hey, we can extend it just for your classroom. And I was just using it, loved it. And it's one of the tools that during COVID, I recommended my district stick to. So it was Cami for me is my go-to during my doctoral studies. And all my PDFs, all my everything that I need to read, Cami's my go-to tool because of my voice notes and my video notes, and then of course my text to speech and all that good stuff. So honestly, I'm so happy because this company has grown so much. You're absolutely right. The people there are amazing. I got to meet them at TCA, and that's when Marcus and I connected. And so the story was with Marcus, he's like, do I know you? Or kind of like deal. And I was like, yeah, like I'm the Maya Tech Life guy. He goes, you're the guy? He goes, Steve wears this hat all the time, and it says Maya Tech Life. He goes, so you're the guy? I was like, absolutely. And then, of course, now he's going to be on the show right now. So I want to give Steve a shout out, too, for repping the Maya Tech Life podcast cap. And I even saw a picture of the cap, or him wearing the cap, over there in New Zealand at that event. So I'm just like, wow, Maya Tech Life made it to New Zealand.
It's true. So, he popped Melissa, on. Yes. Yeah. He popped on immediately. So, he had it on. I was like, oh my gosh, I know that. Yes. I know all that.
Yes. So it was amazing. So I'm just really so happy and excited for you because, again, it feels like, you know, as connected as we are because of Google Innovator and then GEG, just being able to see somebody that I'm connected to do so many great things and just to continue to grow. And more than anything, what you're adding to the education landscape for teachers, that knowledge that you're sharing with your personality, that's definitely something that we need. And it's something that I'm grateful that you get to do because you are amazing at it, my friend. So congratulations on your new role. And I wish you the best in everything that you do, my friend. It's well-deserved and you've worked so hard for it. So you keep doing what you're doing, my friend. Right. Keep shining, Miss Summerford Stars.
That was actually my classroom Twitter. And it just stuck.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, we've kind of come to the tail end of our show just because I know Marcus is going to be hopping on shortly too as well. But Melissa, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have you here on the show one-on-one, talking about your journey, our journeys, how our, you know, roads, you know, all intersected, and then seeing what you're doing. So thank you so much for sharing that. So I want to ask you, for any of our audience members that are going to be, that are watching live or catching this on the replay, what's the best way that they can connect with you, maybe through social? So go ahead and share away, my friend.
Okay. Well, I'm at Summerford Stars, just like it shows on the screen. I'm on Instagram and TikTok. I started a TikTok. I was like, I'm never doing this, but I love it. So I'm on Summerford Stars. That's my Twitter handle for all of those.
Awesome. Hey, big shout out to Courtney. We've got Chelsea.
Courtney. Oh my gosh.
Dictionary definition of lifelong learner equals Melissa. Nice. And then we've got Steve over here. Ha ha ha. That's awesome. Steve. So, yeah. And so thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, Chelsea's here. So thank you so much for all the love in the chat. Amy showed up. So we had Amy, we had Tanya, we have Steve, we have Chelsea, we have Sherry also as well. Thank you so much for all of y'all for joining in the chat and with your comments. Really appreciate y'all. But Melissa, before we wrap up, here is my favorite question to ask my guests. So if you're ready, here we go. Question number one, in the current state of education, what would you say is your current edu kryptonite?
My current edu kryptonite. Mm-hmm. I guess it would be the imposter syndrome, just thinking that you're not good enough and you can't do it. Just push that away because you can. And you could do anything that you put your mind to. As long as you have that determination and grit, you can go through anything.
Excellent. All right. Good answer. All right. So next question. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why? Did we lose you?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Did you?
Yes. If I could have a billboard, what would I say on it? Never give up. One of my high school teachers during a pep rally said that, and I will never forget it. So never give up, never give up, never ever give up.
Excellent. That is a great phrase. And you know what?
Yep.
They were right. Is. It suits you great because I have seen it. I know it. And again, it's so weird, you know, like again, we've met in real life until TCEA, but just the little that I know you and the little that you and I have, you know, work together through Global GEG and everything, you definitely are a person that never gives up. And I absolutely agree with that, and it fits you well, and that is a great piece of advice. All right, the last question, Melissa, here we go. Let's say that this was the Summer for It Stars podcast, and I get to be your guest. What is one question you'd like to ask me?
Well, I want to know, what is your secret for determination? Because I see you out there, too. You're doing all the things. You're inspiring people, and I love it. So how do you do it?
Well, for me, honestly, it starts with my faith first and foremost. You know, that's the main thing. That's where I draw my strength from. You know, it's my prayer life, meditating, you know, on God's word, and just really seeking, you know, discernment, seeking, you know, just all of those things that can help me just be a better person, a better listener, a better husband, a better educator, a better everything. But because of that, it's just, hey, I'm going to go out there and I'm just going to put myself out there, you know, and it's still scary, honestly, you know, as much as I've been able to do, and maybe as much as you see me put stuff out, it's still that imposter syndrome, that little thing is still there sometimes. But now I'm just like, eh, whatever, just flick it off and just put it out there. And that's it. You know, it's just me being me and in wholeheartedly just wanting to help give back to this profession that has given me so much, and just putting things out there just that can help educators. So for me, it's just that, you know, wanting to help others either become a little bit better, or even also connecting with others so I become a little bit better too as well. So it's just about giving and taking in an equal manner and, you know, being myself. So yeah.
It's so
all
true.
Right. So great question. Great question, my friend. Well, I appreciate you being here, Melissa. You are phenomenal as always. God bless you and your family, your husband, your kiddos, you know, your daughter and everything, because I know you've got a lot going on and you're getting ready for this conference season, you know, getting traveling and all that stuff. So I know that anybody that's going to be at your sessions or gets to meet you, you're definitely going to leave a memorable experience, as you always do, because you've got this amazing personality. So I wish you the best of luck, my friend. You take care. And for our audience members that are watching us or didn't get to watch us live today, you can definitely catch us on the replay. You can catch us on YouTube. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give us a thumbs up. You know, subscribe to it at Maya Tech Live. You can also visit our website where you can check out this amazing episode and the other 183 other episodes as of right now, where you can learn from wonderful educators and creators around the world, where you can take some of those knowledge nuggets, sprinkle them onto what you are already doing great. So please make sure you stop by our website. Also, if you'd like to support our show, you can go ahead and visit there. You can follow in Steve's footsteps, go to our website, and you can find a nice, awesome My EdTech Life cap. You know, summer's right around the corner. You definitely need some protection from the sun. So make sure that you get yourself a cap. But other than that, guys, as always, I appreciate all of your support, likes, shares, and follows and reviews. You guys have always been amazing. And again, myself, just being honest with you, want to give you the best each and every time and bring you some amazing guests. So thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you all. And until next time, actually in a little bit, we're going to be joined by Marcus Stein. But until next time, my friends, don't forget, stay techie.